This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, it's Mary McDonough, also known as Erin Walton.
And this is Judy Norton.
This is Michael Learned, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that is very happy to welcome Ms. Ellen Geer. Ellen Geer, daughter of legendary actor Will Geer and an accomplished actress, director, and teacher in her own right. Ellen is also the artistic director of Theatricum Botanicum, the outdoor amphitheater in Topanga Canyon, California, that Will Geer started around 1973, although its roots date a little further than that. We'll ask Ellen about that in just a second. Theatricum Botanicum recently launched its 2021 summer season, returning to outdoor performances this year after being shuttered last year because of COVID. Its summer season includes productions of two classic Shakespeare plays, the world premiere of a brand new play, plus a special Friday night series in September that we'll tell you more about in just a second. If you are in Southern California listening to TV Confidential, or if you plan on coming to Southern California sometime between now and the first weekend of November, Theatricum also offers a wide series of unique outdoor stage events for your enjoyment. Ellen Geer pretty much grew up in the world of theater, but she, like her father, has also worked extensively in movies and in television, including Koch, Harold and Maude, Beauty and the Beast, Petulia, NCIS, Star Trek The Next Generation, and one of my personal favorites, Dallas. If you're a Dallas fan, you know that Ellen played the doctor who performed the C-section on Sue Ellen in the famous two-parter that brought John Ross Ewing III into the world. And now that I've made a total dork out of myself, Ellen Geer, welcome to TV Confidential.
How do you do? Thanks for having me today.
You have your dad's laugh.
Yeah. He was quite a wonderful man. We had many wonderful years together, and we're carrying on his space, his beautiful outdoor space under the Santa Monica Live Oaks in Topanga Canyon.
I've had a chance to talk to a few of the cast members of the Waltons as a result of doing this program. So, I mean, I know that he started a Theatricum Botanicum officially around the time he was doing the Waltons, but I understand the roots of the theater go way further than that.
Yeah, it goes back to the 50s and during the McCarthy hearings, HUAC. That's when we got the land. It was isolated out in the Topanga Canyon. They didn't have running water. We only had well water. Now and again, electricity worked. It was way out in the boonies because when Papa was blacklisted, we lost our beautiful home that we had in Santa Monica, and my mother found this place up here because she knew that what Papa loved most was gardening. He had a degree from UCLA. He was a horticulturist. And his acting. And since acting was now taken away from him, we built these wonderful Geer gardens. And all of his kids and we all did our best to help him through that period. And that's when Theatricum really started.
Yeah, you helped him, and he helped other artists.
There were so many wonderful artists, you know. There were many who were kicked out of the business. It was a very rough time.
Yes, but somehow his generosity of spirit carried him through, carried your family through, and clearly you have inherited that generosity of spirit through the work you do with Theatricum.
I think it's an optimist, you know, crazy optimist.
Well, in a way, especially when you perform Shakespearean plays such as Midsummer Night's Dream or The Tempest, in a way, Ellen, performing Shakespeare outdoors is really kind of authentic and goes back to the roots, because it's been years since you know, I'm drawing back on my English major, but if I remember correctly, many of the original Shakespeare plays were performed outdoors, so it's authentic.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful. It's so great to work outdoors because you have not only these wonderful plays, and if you read Shakespeare and become a student of him or enjoy him, he's happiest when his plays take him outside. You know, for instance, like in As You Like It, there's a terrible, terrible Duke, and he's mean to everybody, and so the two girls and the fool escape into the woods, and then all beautiful things happen to them. And this happens often in Shakespeare. He had a deep appreciation of the outdoors. His plants, like in Midsummer Night's Dream, he has 24 plants mentioned. In Julius Caesar, which we're doing this year, there's only one, and that's the palm. Pop wrote a book about this particular subject, which combined his love of horticulture and of Shakespeare, that itemizes all the different plants in Shakespeare's time. It's wonderful.
Ellen Geer is on the line with us. Ellen Geer is the artistic director of Theatricum Botanicum, the outdoor amphitheater founded by her father, Will Geer, that Buzz magazine called one of the coolest places in Los Angeles. If you live in Los Angeles, if you're coming to the L.A. area between now and November 7th, Theatricum Botanicum returns to live performances with a full slate of outdoor productions throughout the summer and early fall that include a fresh look at Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, which Ellen just mentioned, the world premiere of a new play, The Last Best Small Town, and one other the Shakespeare's play whose name escapes me because I don't have Midsummer Night's Dream, because that was one of the first productions I think you performed when you started Theatricum. So
there's something about this play. It's a wonderful play to introduce young people and family people to Shakespeare because it is so joyous. And Shakespeare is like what I've always thought of Shakespeare. It's probably the best love affair you'll ever have if you begin to like his words, his feelings. He was a great humanitarian. That's why his plays have lasted for so long. Yeah, it's good to have him in your life.
And you can enjoy a little bit of Shakespeare in your life. Theatricum Botanicum offers a full schedule of theater, music, and family entertainment and Shakespeare every weekend through Sunday, November 7th. Seating will remain socially distanced. Masks will be required as dictated by LA County on the day of the event. Theatricum.com, theatricum.com for tickets and more information. We mentioned, not only are you performing Julius Caesar, you are directing the production of Julius Caesar, and you've decided, you know, like a good Shakespeare scholar, you've decided there are some liberties that you might be able to take with this production.
Yes, you go through periods like this. You see, now with the what I call the plague, you know, they have like
I shouldn't laugh.
But no, it's all right. You've got to keep your sense of humor.
Yeah.
Go under. It creates a different kind of thinking. It creates a different visual. And for a year and a half, almost 2 years, we've been zoned in on a little square box or a big box, according to what you have. And your eyes begin not to work very well when you're taking information, and your ears, it only comes from one place.
Mm-hmm.
And so being outside, what is so fascinating to watch as human beings are adjusting to being outside again, it's a very emotional experience. And seeing people move around, your head moves around, your ears, your eyes are wide because you've got so many visuals to choose from. It's a fascinating experience coming back after during, you know, COVID. And let's face it, Ed, we don't know if it's going to rise up again. We don't know if we might close, but we carry on because that's the way theater is, you know. I mean, even if we have to end up doing it in our backyards. Very important.
Yes. Although I have not read or seen all Shakespeare plays, but I know that there are action moments in Shakespeare plays, and if there's a duel on stage, you cannot quite recreate that in a Zoom call. So there's something.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't. There's no way. And we have two wonderful fights, a wonderful choreographer and Julius Caesar. And I'm having it done by, which is very fascinating, because we had to shorten them. Mm-hmm. They're doing that in England, too, also in Stratford, England. You shorten the play because you don't want people sitting too long.
Yeah.
During this period, and they did that in Shakespeare's time too. You just what you do. They shut down the theater or they shorten the play. You know, they ride through this pandemic. And so the sword fights are wonderful. Nobody's touching anybody. They're just hitting their swords. But I have it started by the soothsayer,
mm-hmm.
who kind of tells a story and helps bridge those gaps that you won't see. And one of the great stage directors of our time, Sir Tyrone Guthrie, who began the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis, he always said to me, well, Ellen, Julius Caesar, you know, it's kind of over after the assassination. and you know, and I kept reading the play and trying to understand it more and more. And he's so right, you know. So what I've put it, two battle scenes in, and then everybody's happy.
Yeah, and we should underscore that you can take liberties with a play like Julius Caesar if you understand the material.
That's right.
You know,
you have to understand the material, and because what you're doing is you're bringing it to today's audience.
Mm-hmm.
And today's audience is so different. You know, and because I've been directing Shakespeare since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I mean, for a long time, and that's what's so fascinating is because the reason you do these plays, and they're great stories, is so that the people who are watching become so involved and love the story, and will then give it to their own children. You know, it's a responsibility to do it well, and not do it just for yourself, but you do it for the audience.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ellen Geer is the artistic director of Theatricum Botanicum. Theatricum Botanicum, the outdoor amphitheater founded by her father, actor Will Geer. The summer season of Theatricum Botanicum is on its way, or underway, I should say, underway right now.
It's underway.
Now every weekend through Sunday, November 7th. For tickets and more information, theatricum.com, theatricum.com. Theatricum also has a special September salon series. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I want to ask you, are some Shakespearean plays more amenable to tweaking or maybe restaging through the point of view of another character than others?
You know, I usually don't fuss around with it. I usually try and keep it in period unless the story can reach the audience in a different way. For instance, As You Like It, by putting it in the Civil War period, people will understand the division between the two brothers. They will understand why the city is in such anger and disruption, and why they're safer in the country. So anything that you do needs to uplift the play and make it clearer to the audience, because let's face it, the language is different. The language sometimes feels foreign, you know, mm-hmm. and it takes years to really understand how to speak the language well and do the techniques that are needed to make it clear. And so we do have an Academy of the Classics, and we have an intensive Shakespeare seminar going on right now where we have wonderful students out here learning the techniques of classical theater.
Ellen Geer is the artistic director of Theatricum Botanicum, outdoor amphitheater founded by her father, Will Geer. The 2021 summer season of Theatricum runs through Sunday, November 7th, and includes a fresh look at Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, the world premiere of a new play, The Last Best Small Town, as well as a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Theatricum.com, theatricum.com for tickets and more information. Theatricum Botanicum's annual Under the Oaks series will return on Friday nights in September, beginning Friday, September 3rd. This season's schedule will include Beau Bridges and his daughter Emily Bridges in a stage reading of a new play called Acting the First Six Lessons. There'll also be an evening of Beatles songs performed by the Theatricum players and more. Again, seating will remain socially distanced. Masks will be required on the day of each performance. Theatricum.com for tickets and more information. Did Beau bring his play to you? Did you come to Beau, or was it a little bit of both?
Well, I've known Beau from when we were in film together, and now I have his daughters. His beautiful daughter, she does our marketing for us, as well as this beautiful thing that they put together. And I've seen it for a couple years now, and they've just finished making it into a film.
Oh, cool.
But so now they'll be reading it, and they're very special, dear people. They live here near us, and it's a wonderful story about a young woman who is trying to learn how to act. And it's fun, it's funny, and it's dear. Theatricum sings the Beatles. We have some wonderful, what we do every year is we try and select, you know, a famous musician. And then our company, those of the company that can sing, you know, will be singing like Come Together. Mm-hmm. We'll be singing One After 909, Blackbird, I Want to Hold Your Hand, In My Life, Got to Get You Into My Life, Obladi Oblada.
Oh.
We've got some wonderful Beatles songs, some probably that people have never heard. So that's going to be fun. And then we have a classical concert. One of our marvelous actors over the years used to be with the LA Philharmonic, and he's going to bring in a nice quartet. And then the last one is my sister and I, for years, have written music together. And so we'll be singing our songs, as will Peter Alsop, who's very, very well known for children's music, but this will be his adult music. So there's lots to do out here.
Lots to do out here. If you live in Southern California or plan on visiting Southern California over the next few months, the Under the Oaks series runs every Friday evening at Theatricum Botanicum through Friday, September 24th. Theatricum.com for tickets and more information. The summer season of Theatricum, which includes productions of Julius Caesar, Midsummer Night's Dream, and the new play, The Last Best Small Town, runs through Sunday, November 7th. Theatricum.com for tickets and more information. Ellen's going to stay with us for another segment. We'll talk about some of her movie and TV roles and more. We come back on TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with her friend Donna Allen Figueroa, who I understand has a new book out.
Yes, it's entitled Fall Again Beginnings. It's the first part of a four-part contemporary romantic series set against the background of working actors.
Something that you know a thing or two
about. You write what you know, and I have been working in the business for several years.
It is not necessarily autobiographical, but it's based on...
Sure, many of the experiences that the actors in my book have, many have happened to me, many have happened to friends of mine. It's not, if you're looking for Valley of the Dolls, it's not. It's grounded in reality.
It is grounded in reality, and it's the first in a series.
Yes.
Called the Fall Again series.
Fall Again.
Which is available as a paperback as well as an ebook and in Kindle at fallagainseries.com.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.